Unit 9. Listening. Activity 1. 1.
I've always been an avid reader of psychology books and own many which have given me real insights and access to ideas that I often refer to. I'm involved in management training, and I had a feeling that this would supplement my reading in that area and enhance my professional life. As I have no real psychology background and haven't studied it formally, it's inappropriate for me to comment on it technically, but I'd imagine it would be rather simplistic for anyone wanting an in-depth specialist overview. It opens your eyes to different ways of looking at things, which can't be bad for people like me.
2.
I haven't finished it yet, but that's not because it's boring. Rather the opposite, as I have to think carefully about each chapter and digest it. I probably wouldn't bother if it weren't part of my psychology module, though. I hadn't expected it, but it's actually pretty accessible. There's a balance of technical information and fascinating details, and it's fairly readable. The examples given to support various facts are real, like, a baby's eyes have a fixed focus length that's exactly right for seeing its mother's face while it's feeding. That kind of thing's unusual in a science book, but it brings it all to life.
3.
Even for a complete novice, it's possible to understand and learn from this book. It wasn't on my university reading list, nor had my tutor mentioned it, but I came across a second-hand copy when I was browsing with a friend in a shop. It was cheap, and on the flip test, it looked worth reading, so I thought I'd give it a go. It gave me the impetus to track down other psychology books, which is why I reckon other people should try it. It isn't a textbook, so it's unsuitable for anyone wanting in-depth analysis. It's been written by someone who's knowledgeable and enthusiastic about his subject, which is great.
4.
I studied psychology many years ago, and when I saw a positive review about this book saying it was worth reading, I decided to buy it. I didn't find it at all dry or long-winded, and the lively style captivated me. I was surprised to discover just how far the field has changed and progressed in recent years, and this should guarantee its appeal to ex-students like me, perhaps less to the uninformed reader with only a superficial interest. It's a field which has many facets to explore, and this brought back many memories and provided a few surprises.
5.
I actually bought this for my student girlfriend, but we'd been going through a bad patch, and I wanted to share some of her interests to build bridges. As soon as I started reading, I was hooked. For anyone studying seriously, there are notes, suggestions for further reading, and details about informative websites, which would probably be better for them than the book itself. It's more for anyone with a passing interest in expanding their knowledge easily. Its main selling point is there's not too much jargon, which can be mind-bending and put people off. It's also related to everyday life. It's made me think about the way I deal with people.